Hey, everybody, welcome back to episode 23 of Comics Brew
Play. Hey.
23. You know, I was about to do the Fat Albert, hey, but then I might go to jail, so.
Well, only if you drug women and then rape them.
Fat Albert goes, hey, not Ruby.
It's clear. He didn't go to jail for making the character Fat Albert.
No, he did not. That was a strike against him.
For Lacey.
That was a strike against him. Him and Mushmouth. This is strike two.
Actually, right? As far as animation goes, that entire thing was drawn freehand and with a ruler. Like, yeah. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Pretty dope looking, too.
Yeah. It shows how cheap it is.
No, I think the animation in Fat Albert's actually decent for the time. And, like, when you take into account everything, like, as far as technology was concerned. But that is not what we were here. This is not the Fat Albert discussion.
No, the South Park version of it.
It
Fat
is
Abbott.
From now on.
Yeah. We're changing format, folks. I'm sorry.
Leave your stepdad in a tree. Come back 2 days later. Glock, glock. No more stepdad.
Snatches ass in a bear trap. Glock, glock.
Yeah, that's what leaves ass in a bear trap, not a tree.
What is it? That's because your mom's a hoe, you punk ass bitch.
Oh, the simpler days. I'm legitimately wondering, like, what's going to happen now without of all of that.
South Park? Or
no, the Cosby thing. Like, does it forever taint the Cosby Show? Because, like, the Cosby Show still had good morals.
Yeah. It was a good family show.
Exactly. So does it lose that?
Okay, quick question.
Separate artists from the art.
Who the fuck still watches the Cosby Show?
Every once in a while there's a rerun on or a clip on YouTube, and I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I watch that shit. Hey, man, I'm a sucker for a good Rudy story.
TV anymore, so you got me there.
Yeah, and I'm pretty selective on the shit I watch on YouTube, too.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven was dope.
Yeah.
That's where she came from.
She's a weirdo, too.
Yeah.
She came from the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah, she was Raven Simone, the little girl.
Yeah.
That's where Raven comes from?
Well, no, that's where the actress comes from.
That's
not
where the actress
comes from. Oh, okay, I knew the actress came from there. I thought that was also where the character came from.
She was Lisa Bonet's kid on that show?
I think so.
Yeah, she was the granddaughter. She wasn't the daughter. Because they did like a two-generational thing there.
Yeah,
like
they
raised Malcolm Jamal Warner's generation and Lisa Bonet, and then they did.
I'm just wondering. Yeah, I always think about that kind of stuff when these things go down. Like, does
Louis
C.K.
is still funny?
Yes.
Louis C.K.'s career is not ruined. It took a hit. He will be back. He will have another Netflix special. I guarantee it.
We'll see. I don't. Yeah, it's just.
I know that the ramifications of the Academy withdrew him, like, kicked him out of the Academy, kicked Cosby out of the Academy.
Yeah, they finally kicked out Roman Polanski.
I know, right?
Same day.
That shit was ridiculous.
Wait, they were like, now two's done it.
What?
Roman Polanski.
Well, you don't know.
14-year-old girl while she was drugged up.
Oh yeah. No! Anally raped her.
Yeah.
Sodomized a 14-year-old girl while she was drugged
up.
But
they were dating, so it was okay.
Yeah,
and he's French, so you know.
Many Hollywood stars still support him, and he can't come to America, and he hasn't been able to for decades. Because the second he steps foot in the country, he's arrested.
Well, he skipped out on his fucking jail time.
NPR was talking about this recently. He's actually nominated for an award in some weird ass film festival that he can't come accept because he can't step foot in America.
Yeah. Exactly. He won an Oscar
in 2004. Yeah. He won an Oscar.
Yep.
But couldn't come get it.
Now he's out of the Academy.
Yep. So
finally.
Yeah. And he's like in his 80s. He's like 84.
He's a Holocaust survivor, though.
Huh?
He's a Holocaust survivor, though.
Cool.
That's good.
That only gives you leeway to like 1960.
To just sodomize Nazis.
Hey, everybody in America, it is your patriotic duty to sodomize a Nazi.
All right, we need to get back on track. We are way, way off.
Roman Polanski was in Rush Hour 3.
Was he?
Yep.
In it?
Yeah.
All right.
Really?
Yep.
We're going to steer back to time being frozen.
this is what we talk about when time freezes.
Exactly. So, when we last left off.
Oh, shit.
Baxter Nottweiler had thrown the red stone towards Morgo.
Yes. We all went up.
As some sort of like.
Flyers up
game. everyone kind of. Either they. Maybe they're like jumping up, so it looks like maybe it's like a mid freeze frame high five.
Oh.
But really, they're just power hungry people.
It's the fucking end of the
Mighty
Ducks. I'm
going to let you know right now. Argon is like going for the pick. He's going for the pick six. He wants that shit.
Well, I'm assuming so does Vic. Like.
Yeah, but I don't have as much.
You don't have the
strength,
verver. Yeah.
Dexterity or.
You're also not in heavy armor.
This is true.
With a shield.
Are you still
in my armor does not affect my dex. It's just zero. So
it's just zero.
You know.
Nice.
What is you're wearing heavy armor though, right?
I am, yeah.
Okay, exactly. So I'm gonna say that
but mechanically speaking, it doesn't affect my dexterity.
Who has a higher dexterity score?
What? He does. A B?
Mine is 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mine is 10.
Wow.
So it's still better. Just
average as fuck.
Yeah, I'm really below average when it comes to physical shit, to be honest.
I rolled like a wonderkin, and it was only the negatives that brought me down to a zero. So I'm at a zero even with all of those. Man.
So time is frozen as you all are jumping up, eyes wide, reaching for the stone.
Baxter's content because he thinks he did the right thing.
No, I'm sure he did. what's Morgo's face look like?
Kind of like a little kid when he sees candy come at him, you know?
I mean,
eyes wide and hands kind of going out for it.
But you're like on the ground.
Yeah. So I'm not jumping. It was more like, oh, shit.
I like to think maybe you're like getting ready to kick someone in the shin. Like you're going to get a dirty style.
Also, you gotta, when time starts up again, you got to raise Bonesy.
I do, yeah. I don't have anything right now. My mooks fell apart right after the battle ended.
That's true. All of them. So time freezes, and when it comes back, I guess, to what you guys would know as time, the stone is gone.
Ah! And so what happened? Where'd you throw it?
I got it. It's mine.
I threw it right at you, Morgo.
That's not true.
Morgo, I thought you were going to get it. I tossed it right at you.
Immediately start raising Bonesy.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's going to
so
go. I'm going to use him to shake down Argon over here.
While he's raising Bonesy, I'd like to take just a look about.
Give me a wisdom check.
A wisdom check?
Well, you're looking at that. That would be perception based. So if you have any other...
25.
Do you have any backgrounds that you can add?
Spy for a wicked sharp eye. So I got to keep my looks out.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay, just because you said wicked sharp.
All right.
That is the only reason
I'm
wicked sharp.
Yeah.
Wicked sharp.
17, 20, 29.
Woo!
I see the shit about the surroundings.
So you look around, and in the dust and everything of this fight, you see...
Berkeley.
You see that there is... Very, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase it so that I get across what I'm trying to say. There's like
that's how words work.
It is. There's shoe prints in the ground that kind of come up to each of you, and kind of walk around you, and then go to the next person and walk around, and they look like tiny little feet. Like they look like they'd be like Morgo sized feet.
Ah.
Everybody check your pockets.
I check my stone. Is my stone in my shoulder?
It is still there.
Okay.
I check my pockets.
What?
Did you eat a hot dog today?
A hot dog?
Out of game. Did you eat a hot dog?
Garrett, you have literally seen everything I've put in my body today.
It smelled like hot dogs, man.
It's been gin or beer.
Beer dogs. You
put somebody's hot dog in it.
And you just didn't call it that.
Was it yours?
Shh.
So you see there's a set of footprints that go to each person, and then the next, and circle around next. You could tell the trail that they walk, kind of like interweaving between you guys.
Everybody check your pockets.
You also notice that you have pee on your pants.
Oh, no. Adam peed himself. I didn't do this.
Someone I see the pee. Ha ha, peed yourself.
Someone has peed upon me. They will rue the day.
Someone put shit in my pants.
I want to make sure.
Shit in the coach?
I want to make sure that the reality gem notices that he actually has a gripe. Like, if he does get vengeance for the pee, there is actual pee on him. Making sure the reality stone knows that there is justification for any ramifications coming.
On him.
What?
Because I'm charged with making sure these guys are in line. So like,
okay. Yeah. All right.
I've been
peed
upon, sir.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think
yeah, no, it's definitely
a problem.
If you see that, there's a
every time a man gets mixturated on in this fair world, is it our responsibility?
Like, you definitely see, like, it's like on your kneecap down.
You fucking pulled.
There's pee.
Actually, I didn't pee on my. Nobody peed on me. I'm just that hung. That's where the pee started.
Now he's lying. I think you can totally take away that justification.
So you guys are kind of in this dust, the settling and everything.
So with the footprints walking all around us,
are all of my things still
in
my
pockets? To check my pockets. Did somebody make me come out of my own pockets? Somebody real missed if that's the case.
I mean, your gems are still there.
Yes.
All right, sweet. But they're a little rustled. Oh, you said gems. I thought you meant gems, like Jimmy.
Oh, my jemmies.
Jemmies.
No, I don't think anything would have come out your pockets.
So. Good.
Beat me, y'all.
It's supposed to be quiet.
Well, so that's all we really see, though, is the footprints around.
Someone whip out the map.
About that.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, yeah. The map
burned. Nobody
burns.
Has it anymore.
Someone took it.
Yeah, we killed him.
Like Stewie, I turn real slowly to look at you.
I'm just looking away, just whistling, just...
laughing nervously, obviously.
Standing behind Bonesy.
Did you burn it?
I did burn it.
That's right.
Immediately. I didn't want him to have it. I thought we could beat him, and we did, but I didn't think that anybody would show up and take it. Oh, I don't know there's a time
jump. You burned the map?
I did.
He did last two episodes.
Oh, that's awesome.
As soon as he grabbed it, I burned it immediately.
Excellent. So,
my bad.
Let's role play this out. How does this interaction go? Because this is going to get juicy.
So, hey, quick, where's the map? We know where
to
look at
the map. I need that map.
It's gone. He might have taken it.
I don't think so.
I might have burned it.
All right, charisma check. Charisma check.
Charisma check.
No, charisma check. I'm going to tell you guys right now he's a fucking liar.
No, he's going to bluff, and you guys are giving me a sense motive. It.
24. Oh,
okay.
All right, y'all got to give me a wisdom check. And any other...
I saw it happen. How do I need to give you a wisdom check?
Did you guys see it happen?
I did.
I don't remember.
I watched it.
If they were watching me, they would have just seen it burst into flames when he grabbed it.
I didn't.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I didn't hold a match to it.
Yeah, so give me a sense motive, so give me a wisdom roll.
16.
So you gotta be the 24.
Yeah,
so
no.
You fail.
I
believe
rolled
him.
The 24.
Fuck. Of course I believe him. He's Morgo.
All right, somebody else caught it on fire, apparently.
I'm just like, well, I mean, he grabbed it and then it lit on fire. he must have burned it.
I rolled a 2, so that checks out.
So Vic rolled a 24 as well.
Which one's got the higher wisdom?
So how does this, in this kind of thing, does it go to the tiger or the runner?
I've got
or?
A 0 modifier on my wisdom.
No, but your wisdom's a +4.
Oh, yeah.
What's your wisdom?
I would assume that you'd be using this bluff.
So charisma.
My wisdom is 0.
No, your bluff is going to be a charisma.
So it'd be
my charisma
my
is
wisdom?
4.
It's 4 and 4.
4 and 4.
All right, so
D20 plus nothing.
No. I mean, Vic matches it, so Vic doesn't believe you. Vic... He gets the feelings that
snap your fingers and light it on fire.
Yeah. I might have been a reflex. I don't know what happened.
I believe him.
It all happened so quick, and then I was dead, and then back. But the important thing is, we're all okay.
No, we need to find that map.
Agreed. Glad we can settle that one.
His logic is sound.
Can you remake it?
I mean, I don't know where you guys got it.
I don't either.
Yeah, you do. We got it from Gelroth.
Who was one of the stones.
Who was one of the stones.
Which one was he?
The orange one.
We don't have him. He was time.
No, we don't. We don't have time.
We have the other ones.
No,
let's wake him up.
We have 3.
Let's wake him up. See if they can make another map. I start talking into the hilt of my...
So you have the green
my
one.
My morning star. Hey. I start talking into my circling.
Hey. Is this on?
Buddy. Hey, can you... Can you help me track the other stones that we don't have?
Wait a minute. Can I change reality so the map's back?
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Wait, which one do I have? It's green.
You have soul.
Can I get the funk?
Garrett's got mine.
Yeah, I'll give you the funk.
Sweet.
He's
just got a bass now. The sound of pop. The funk is inside me.
The funk?
It's a Kendrick Lamar song. By the sound of the next pop, the funk will be inside you. Because I have the soul gem.
Oh.
I thought it was going to go with
like
we got the
soul
funk.
Music.
Joke. Yeah, I thought he was going to go with soul music. Or something funky. Like,
I thought you were going with that.
G-funk.
Can you play that funky music, white boy?
No.
I used to know that bass line.
At least you're honest. Yeah, you know what? I'm cool with you doing that.
So, hey, could you
the
give us
the only bass line I ever knew was 96 Quiet Bitter Beings.
I want to talk to reality guy over here. His name is Realist. Hey, Realist. Can you make the map come back?
I think we actually have a name for him.
You probably did, but I don't remember.
I think there were names for all of them at one point.
Yeah.
Well, you guys made up the name for the blue gem.
Soulstone.
You made up for a couple of them.
Can you give me a funky beat?
You say the Seinfeld. Boom, boom. Oh, no, Night Court.
Boom, boom.
Funkier.
And then it's just Law and Order. Dun, 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 dun.
His name was Aroka.
Huh?
Aroka.
Hey, Aroka. Are you an almond Roka? Hey, Roka. Can you please remake the map for us? We really need it, and it'll help us restore balance to the universe.
All right. So, your gem kind of lights up.
Fing!
And the map reappears.
In my hands.
In your hands.
Hell yeah. Can I see that?
Wow, that's where it went.
What color is it?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Eat a biggin.
No, I think I'll hold on to it for safekeeping.
No, I just want to look.
There, I'm showing. Look.
I need to look with my hands.
Look with your eyes.
My eyes are blind. I unfurled the map,
or it's in my hands unfurled, and what do I see?
You see your guys' three stones there.
And where are, do we see, I know there was a purple one in Axis.
Yep.
Is there any sign of the red or orange one?
No.
Is there a sign for the purple one?
No.
Guys?
The map's broken. Map's broken, isn't it?
Nah, because we're all right here.
Yeah, I could draw dots on a map, too.
Look, I can do it, too. And I put an orange dot on
the
map.
I fold up the map, put it away.
All right.
So we know that the purple is an axis?
It's where it was last.
I think we should go to Axis. I mean, like, listen, okay, to be honest, goofs aside, we should probably go to Axis and see if we can hunt that one down.
If I remember right, the redstone was traveling from Axis to Horizon.
It was.
So it's also a safe bet that we might be able to find a clue in Horizon.
Well, so let's hit Horizon first.
Because we're closer to Horizon.
Let's go. Let's hit Horizon first.
You guys came from Horizon.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys we intercepted this.
My bad, you're right.
Travel. Remember, you guys went to the Mage's Tower and they kicked you out. So if you ever come back,
yeah. We don't know where it's actually on its way to. So then let's go to the Axis, hunt down this purple one, and see what. I mean, fuck, that's really the only lead we have.
What we can do in Axis is ask if there's any, like, mysterious robberies or strange news of people not being where they're supposed to be instantaneously.
Or things just vanishing?
That makes
sense. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Axis. I haven't seen the Emperor in here.
Hell yeah, let's go, pup. High five.
I like get excited and run in front of you for some reason and then wait. Oh, I gotta wait for him and turn around.
It's like an episode of Adventure Time.
Yeah. All the people there are just kind of like, what the fuck just happened? Like, they
get in the wagon. Let's cheese it.
They don't really know what's going on.
They just watched, like, question them about fight. Where this guy came from.
Oh, shit, yeah, there are witnesses. We should talk to them.
There was witnesses.
I'm all ready to go on adventure. Me and my dog and
well, these guys are, like, running off.
No. I definitely put the brakes on.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to go talk to these people and figure out if they know where he came from, know anything about his origin.
Did they see anybody walking up?
No, I mean, they remember you guys coming, the fight happening, and then, like...
Here we are.
Yeah, then there's
Princess of the Universe.
He's gone. There's no evidence of him. He's gone. And then you guys are standing there.
Where did you guys find this guy? Where'd you pick him up?
And they're just like, he joined us in Axis. Like, he was coming down this way. He didn't say a whole lot. He paid us pretty well.
I was gonna ask
to be part of the caravan. So.
Could he be trying to get the stone away from Axis? And he just
like, what stone are you talking about?
They don't know.
No, I'm talking to the group. Okay. I've turned my back to them.
I'm not talking to you. Served your purpose.
Yeah. Thank you, good NPC.
Yeah. Could he be trying to just have gotten the stone away from Axis because that's where they want it, and he was just the first caravan out he joined? Could it be possible that Axis is where the big bad wants that stone to be?
Oh, like we're walking into a trap?
I mean, yeah. Or like he tried to steal the MacGuffin from there. And
the MacGuffin.
And took it out. I mean, could it literally be headed back to Axis? I mean, is it a possibility? What do you guys think?
It's a possibility. You guys know more about it than I do.
What do you think?
Yeah, you don't need one, right? I can have yours.
I want them all.
Could be a red herring.
So do I.
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, we'll burn your body when we get there too, motherfucker.
See, they turn the anger on themselves. We're still good, right?
We're good people, we promise.
I'm just charged with
better
keeping
than
you,
most.
I'm serious, like, I'm making sure that you guys don't go, like, wholesale slaughter innocents.
No, I don't do that.
No, I have a goal.
For the most part.
The innocents are not part of my goal unless they're in my way.
Well, I don't want to lose Aroka.
I don't know who that is.
He's my gem.
Oh. I named mine Bob.
No, I think yours
is... No.
Yours is a girl.
I renamed her Bob.
No.
I called her Hilty.
You just see the gem pop out of yours and just disappear.
No.
I put it back.
And then suddenly it's in my hand.
I put it back. We're in the end game now.
All right, so Jesus. you
does that mean I can convince you guys all to do what I want?
No.
Why? I have the Mind Stone.
Oh. I'm going to alter that reality so I have the Mind Stone.
No, I alter your mind to not want to alter the reality, and you give
and
me...
while you're doing that, I take all of your pockets and steal your gems.
I have the Soul Stone, so I just play a funky beat the entire time this happens.
My, it's a good thing you picked my pockets.
I do that.
My
you just, you became like the Bootsy Collins of this
fucking... Fucking Miles Davis over here. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Oh, that was one of my favorite cats I had with Bootsy.
Bootsy?
So, although the people in the house didn't get the reference, so... But that's all right. Didn't have to. So you guys are heading to Axis, I'm hearing?
I think that that's like the best bet. All
right.
Yeah, that's the purple one.
The right heart of the Dragon Empire.
There's no purple one there. Yeah. That's what the map's... The map is devoid of all gems but ours.
Well, that's the last place we saw.
It's the last known
one,
place
right?
of the purple one. But yeah. We also know that the purple one is the one that hops around.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, I don't... Have Wait, you guys, which, I don't think you guys run into him yet.
Yes, we have. When we first came back and tried to confront Jelroth...
That's right.
He knocked the shit out of us, and he had a Crusader's mark on him.
He did. Well,
which town are we closer to? Might be quicker to spend a day.
You guys are right in the middle.
All right,
intercepted.
Y'all went to Horizon. Like, we're traveling towards
right
Axis.
Outside of the other one, we could just pop in.
We got kicked out of Horizon, right?
We
got
did.
Kicked out of the Archmage's tower. Okay. Tower.
Yeah. the greater area of Horizon still unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likely, we're not going to be welcomed back.
At least not with open arms.
Yeah. Oh, it's you.
Yeah. We are not Creed. Leave.
We had to take out an entire new insurance
Listen,
policy
not,
for you guys.
It might not be open arms, but as long as they're not closed doors, we should be fine.
What?
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 Axis.
All right.
Let's go.
Siri?
That joke failed horribly.
How do you make a bomb?
Tell the what? Joke you just did.
Oh, shit.
He said, hey, Siri, and I went, how do you make a bomb?
Hey, dude, that
yeah,
was
Yeah, that
awesome.
Wasn't anywhere near as good as what Chris said.
No, yeah, I know. I just want everybody to at least follow my line of logic.
No, I didn't.
No?
I get it now because of the Siri being.
Yeah,
I didn't connect the two, so.
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason I said that.
We're not telling you right now.
Just fucking Google it, man.
That was the joke.
Yeah, the government, government doesn't look after that at all.
Sorry, we're going to Axis. So for like, real quick, just a quick interjection. For like 100 episodes, right as like Siri and Google Home started becoming big on the Joe Rogan podcast, like 100 episodes, he would randomly just be like, hey, Google. Show me big black dicks. Hey Siri, how do you make a bomb? Like randomly in his podcast just to trigger people's phones.
Yeah, when Xbox One came out.
Yep.
Xbox One.
Yep.
Hey Cortana, off. Yes.
Oh man. Yeah, they would turn
Xbox
people,
off.
Yeah, people would make their sign on some form of that.
Yeah. That's funny shit.
I remember when the Kinect was first introduced and you could be like, you'd be like, "Hey Kinect," and then tell it stuff. We fucked with my buddy Tony so bad.
That's funny.
And like we're like, hopefully these don't save.
Hey, Kinect, play some music. Yes.
So.
Oh no! We got worse than that.
Fun little Easter egg, and this works for both Google Home and Alexa. If you ask them and just be like, "Hey Alexa," or "Hey Google," Earl Grey tea hot, both of them respond with "Right away, Captain."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have little dumb stuff like that built in.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do with Alexa is in my brother's apartment when I'm drunk. The Alexa,
find a friend.
I'll add shit to his Amazon shopping cart, and like the next day he'd be like, "Why is there like 8 6 packs of toilet paper and just random beer on my shopping list?" I'm like, "Who knows how that?"
I know, yeah, I get that with Ricky, but it's poop.
Alexa, add dildos to the shopping cart.
So my dad's because he's fucked with it so much. When he says, "Hey Google, wubba lubba dub dub," it searches for therapists in the area.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, "Oh, you must be in pain. Here are local therapists."
Hey Cortana.
Big black dicks.
T, Earl Grey, hot.
I pulled up some images for you.
Letter T.
Time to leave.
Cortana, you dumb bitch.
Well, Cortana,
you know, when it said I pulled up some images for you, I was really hoping it caught what Adam said.
All right, so you guys...
Nah, she's like tuned to me.
I think you guys have like another day to get to...
Axis?
Yeah, on your horse or your cart.
Wagon, yeah. I'll drive.
So, what do you guys talk about on your way there?
So,
how he fucking burned the map!
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck? Also, Alexa, if you tell her no.
I just have to say, maybe. I have the map.
Reflex.
It's right here. The map's right here, guys. We're going.
It's not the same. There's things missing on that map.
His map would show all stones, not just us.
No, his map would also lose stones from time to time.
Only when it was teleported.
Only when it's part of the plot. Yeah, you're right. <I'm> so, only like right now.
But we would have still
all's
seen the
other well
one.
That ends well.
I agree with the Morgo.
So
we're fine.
Here's how I look at it. The purple, stone can control space.
Halfling.
So whenever he doesn't want to be found, he just goes somewhere that's
in a different there's place. Not in this space.
There's also like this is a map of the Dragon Empire. It's not a map of the Overworld or the Abyss.
Yeah,
true.
So that's how I kind of look at it. He's just kind of like, yep, I'm gonna go over here.
Pocket dimension outside of time.
Got a hidey hole somewhere.
Exactly. So
and he had the time stone the last time we saw him.
Everything like that's the one thing. Everything. I do in a game, I try to have a logical reasoning for it.
Yeah.
Like, that is a weird stickling point for me. Magic is not enough. It should be, because it's fucking D&D.
I was going to say, magic, motherfucker, I ain't got to explain shit.
But you got to have motive behind the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why sci-fi is so hard to me, because I'm not very technically smart when it comes to that kind of shit. So having to explain, like, particle accelerators.
Yeah, Starfinder's garbage, we all know.
I like Starfinder.
You're fucking weird.
So Baxter asks Morgo, hey, Morgo. Can you lay out, like, in your mind's eye, what does your great civilization look like? Because I might be interested in joining.
The dead do all the work, and everybody just gets to pursue whatever things they want. And it's only like a one tiny little price.
Communism, I'm fucking in.
The price is
paid to kill a bunch
of
people?
There's no taxes. There's just one tax.
The death tax. I'm in.
You know.
I am fucking
you want to be a part, and you get to be raised and spend more time in the afterlife with your family and also work.
The magic you use is used for greater purposes. It's not like evil dead magic.
I mean, it's death magic.
But it's like it's not like malicious. I don't even think Baxter knows what that word is.
Well,
no, and this is a conversation I've been waiting for a while.
It's like a potato situation.
No, he uses kills people and slaves.
It's evil magic, but I've seen it. But
it is tinged with the golden greatness of the.
Let me put it this way: if you agree and you're down with it, nothing bad happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't force people into it, right?
I do.
Well, I won't in my kingdom.
Are you actively doing that now?
Kind of, but then their soul gets freed.
You forced that dude with arms and shit into it.
We all fought him. That was a justified combat.
I didn't raise him from the dead either.
Yes. He also attacked it. Baxter would say attacked it. He also said attacked it. He attacked him.
Yeah, that's self-defense.
I see it.
I'll raise skeletons in self-defense all day. Fight me.
Whose skeletons are they?
I mean, they're mine now.
If I put bodies in the ground and you raise your skeleton, does that mean I'm doing good, too?
No.
Oh.
That's just because it's you.
I still like to think I'm doing good in that case.
We all like to think we're doing good.
So, there's no...
I'm not the villain of my own story, that's for sure.
In this hypothetical world that you want to create, are you the supreme ruler? There's no, like, say that the dead don't have a say or any representation?
Well, the dead can't say anything.
They got 3/5 of a say.
They already had their say in life.
Wow.
And then after death, they just, you know, pay the tax.
And then we give them 40 acres and a mule.
Is that the... hey, Tyler, is that the misery compromise?
Thank you for carrying that on at least one step farther, Garrett. I appreciate that.
Wouldn't give 40 acres to a skeleton, they'd waste it.
Give them an inch, they take 40 acres.
They get 6 feet and a worm.
Well, I have to say, Morgo, as long as you continue to further the quest, I will support this quest that you yourself are on.
Well, good, because I don't want to fight about it just quite yet.
Not until your body becomes...
Wait, what does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
I would roll
just come join my kingdom.
Go for it.
Yeah? See if I can figure out that he's lying.
Hey, I'm not lying.
Listen, why you do that? We got to figure out... Oh, wait, where are
we? I rolled a 14.
We are traveling,
intelligence.
Aren't we?
Yeah, we're totally traveling.
All right.
I'm not lying.
Oh. Well, I know the greater meaning of what he's
yeah.
lying.
Yeah. If you got your underlying tones.
Yeah, you're not lying about it.
I'm just not going to fight 14? When I could lose.
I think you'd believe him.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you caught exactly what he's laying down.
Yeah, but he wasn't lying. He was being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, like I said, we're good for now.
Cool, you can join my kingdom. You'll be the honor guard. It'll be great.
I didn't actually say I wanted to be part of it.
Well,
you'll be the honor guard.
Think on it. Think on it.
I'd have to meditate. I'd have to consult the great golden worminess for that.
In your new kingdom, can I be in charge of recruiting new people?
No, you can't be in charge of anything.
Let me be in charge of recruiting new folk.
We'll talk about it later.
Put him in acquisitions.
I'm real good at that.
We'll see.
I'm a real boots on the ground kind of guy.
Argon, business development.
Maybe I'll stick you in a hospital.
Yeah.
Talent manager.
Hey, Vic. Vic, you and I haven't had a talk in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
So it was really weird.
We're losing maps.
Yeah.
We got the map. It's right here.
We have a map. We're losing. We're gaining. We're coming up.
So I
lit it on fire. I mean, like nothing.
Yes, I understand that
strategic decision.
Like those two gems can blink in and out, but as of all I see right now, that map is broken. They were gone off that map.
Yeah.
So what? It was weird coming back at your civilization. That was weird.
Yeah, yeah. It was strange seeing that shit.
I bet it was weird.
And then
coming
these
back
fucking
to
assholes don't know how to act.
You know, I wasn't dead. I was just in like this pool of unconsciousness that was really black. And all I wanted was a milk bone, but instead I got just strung along forever.
Well, I wanted a Pepsi, just one Pepsi. They wouldn't give me
too dumb. You're fucking welcome.
I don't think it was you. For some reason, what's that? Yeah, Aroka says you screwed someone over.
I mean, no, I had to make a choice between two party members.
We had a really easy decision to make.
We decided to get the band back together. All right, me and Vic are the only two.
We're getting the band back together.
We're like Ringo and the other one that's still alive.
Paul McCartney?
I thought Paul.
Dibs on being Ringo.
I mean, he's fake.
Paul McCartney.
It depends on what
you believe. Maybe he's not. Maybe he died first.
Which Paul McCartney?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The one that was in Wings.
The only one that's still alive.
No,
now,
Paul McCartney's still alive, but there's a long-running conspiracy theory that he died back in the day and that they replaced him with a different one.
That one's not Paul McCartney. It's different.
But he sounds an awful lot like him.
I'm just saying, it's like Andrew W.K. Like, yeah, Andrew W.K. looks like a different dude now, so people think there's a different Andrew W.K.
I've heard the same kind of conspiracy theory with Miley Cyrus.
Yep, there was that. And there's also an Avril Lavigne one, too.
Avril Lavigne one is hilarious. Yeah.
What's the Avril Lavigne one?
Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
She overdosed. She overdosed back in the day, and they replaced her with a different one.
Mm-hmm. With a skater boy.
Yeah. He said, see you later. Life.
Boy.
Life.
Well, that's funnier.
Vic, do you remember much about your ruins? About the civilization that was left behind?
I remember you ruined your mom.
God.
I don't think I had him on.
Kill him off of the fucking wagon already?
That means he fucked a dog.
No, I think I was immaculately conceived.
Should we all want to believe that?
Sure. I mean, I would assume that you came from a litter.
A litter? No, the dog did, like when my human form was created.
Well, yeah, but like you still know yourself as a dog.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, we all want to believe that.
Oh, yeah.
So. No,
sex.
I think you would still know that you were a dog.
Yeah.
That this was like a gift that the Great Woldenworm gave you. So when he says something about fucking your mom, he's talking about fucking
your lots of
dog.
Dogs got there. Are you another dog? Yeah. No way. Am I related?
I mean, I'm a dog in the sheets.
Wow. How you doing over there, huh?
That was a proposition to you that you didn't.
Hey, I'm a dog in the sheets.
I do that really pathetic whine that dogs do, like, when they're really sad.
I just want to make sure that you realize that you're talking about fucking a dog, Adam. All your characters' decisions and conversations right now are geared towards Baxter Knottweiler, who is a former dog that became a human being. Right. Thus, his lineage would still be that of an animal.
Listen, I get it.
Okay.
I'm just being a smartass.
Argon has gone to the bestiality now.
Hey, get him where you can fit in.
You've actually unlocked the bestiality tree.
Can I add that to
Altered
my
beast?
Baxter's fucking
can
nervous.
Can I add bestiality to my background?
Christ.
Can somebody else drive?
No, God, no. We are not diving into that. We've entertained this long
enough. This is Adam's IRL fetish podcast.
For real. Slowly becoming that. Pissing on people.
Hey, that person doesn't have to be a kid, right? I can convince him real easy.
Argon's a fucking fetishist. Oh my God.
Hey, don't kink shame me.
Hey, you know what they say. Play what you know.
Is Argon going to be able to go into access? He doesn't have to stay like 30 feet away from me. Sort of. Should we know beforehand?
I'm good.
He's a registered fetish vendor.
You better watch out. Listen, dogs like can't.
The Dragon Emperor doesn't have him wanted for buggery or something.
For buggery? Is that what they're calling it these days?
In the 13th age, probably.
Oh, well, I think that's a new one.
Hey,
I think
a town in Colombia.
I think bestiality is a new one for me.
Around fucking donkeys. I think fucking a dog is not that
There's
abnormal.
Also Enum Claw. So.
It's also Enum Claw.
I'm
much
saying,
closer for you, Adam.
Thank
a lot
you,
more convenient.
Thank you, Adam. I think that is the first time someone has brought up bestiality in a positive light in a campaign I've run.
No, I'm so okay. I'm serious. There is a documentary. Garrett, I forced you to watch this. About a town in Colombia.
Oh, I watched this one too.
Yeah,
it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I watched you with
man. Being Adam's friend is rough.
It is.
It has its ups and downs. Yeah.
Why don't you guys jerking off to this?
The entire town is built around
anybody
how
else
men should fuck donkeys, so when they have sex with a woman for the first time, they are experienced. This is a real place in 2018, folks.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
Like, and
have you looked out into the universe?
There's
have
even,
you met any other human beings?
They like, even interview a guy who gets off on the fact of seeing a donkey in town and that there might have been other men that day that have fucked it. And he only
He's a donkey cuckold. How is that any different from a normal cuckold?
Because donkeys, dog. Donkeys. Like,
I'm just saying,
you know the fascination is with him? Beasts. Like, that's your thing.
No, weird. That's the fascination
I'm just saying, like,
for me.
Oh. Man,
beasts are definitely weird.
Beast cuckolds, even weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's denying that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody
is
hears.
Is that really close to like a furry thing?
It's a furry cuck.
A furry cuck shit?
Yeah.
Furry cuck
but
shit.
But real furry cuck shit, not that fake owlkin garbage.
What have we
actually rip your fucking arms
become?
Off?
What are we even talking about?
I don't
now?
Know what this wee shit is. It's just Argon.
Where did this go? All right, we're in Axis.
We're in Axis.
We're done.
So we've made it.
The
welcome.
The shit show. Trying to connect your characters together.
Choo-choo.
Nope.
Gave it a shot, Chris.
I appreciate it. You really did, and you know. I think
guess
that,
we're never getting back to those ruins, huh?
No.
Nope.
I think that was podcast gold, but I think fucked up shit's funny, so.
So do I.
Oh, it's all staying in.
That was, yeah. I need a little bit to, I gotta recenter myself.
He's a dog. I'm a dog with this
That's
sheep.
Right, that's right, that's right. Dog so, mode.
You stare upon oof. The gates into the city of Access. Access.
Access.
It is the basically like the heart of the Dragon Empire. The Emperor is here.
Yep.
There are dragon knights riding around. I mean, there's a couple dragons there too.
Giant Colosseum.
A giant Colosseum for fighting.
Can I tame one of those dragons?
No.
All right.
You are not the Dragon Empire.
We're not
going to
let you fuck a dragon,
I was
Adam.
Just gonna say that.
I don't want to fuck it. I just want to ride it.
And Dragonkin were born.
Argon. The 14th days
well, so
started.
I'm only into dragons if they fuck cars. All right.
Oh, that, my God.
Dragons yep. fucking cars.
That is
yep. that is a subreddit.
I know it is. I know it is.
It's on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all need to just be a little more adventurous.
It's a really lively subreddit, too.
Dude, no, really, that's the thing that gets
we
me.
We are 100% derailed.
Way more
I'm
active
trying.
Than it should ever be. That
I shouldn't
subreddit.
Have said anything.
So, you guys go through the city gates. Like, there's a lot of people coming through with carts. They're not really stopping a whole lot of people going through, but it's a crowded place. There's a.
I like to think we just blend in. Well, yeah, blend in, right? Just follow the
line. Except for like the dead guy walking. Yeah.
Yeah. And
are you gonna do anything to cover up?
Put him in it. Wait, no, make him do that.
Oh, no, you guys are in a cart. Never mind.
They hold underneath.
Yeah, we're in a cart.
Yeah, you know, he's in the cart. It's fine.
I thought you had like a disguise for him or something.
I mean, actually, and then I lit him on fire.
And you did light him on fire. Wait, so since Bonesy Jonesy's corpse is still fresh?
No, not anymore.
It's no, not anymore.
After I lit it on
that
fire.
That shit's been lit on fire.
Does it still bleed glass?
Oh, it doesn't have any
question.
Blood left.
The outside
that's
may be
a good
charred,
question.
But just like a steak, the inside is still bloody red.
Yeah, but that's not blood inside a snake. That's a protein liquid like a
I mean,
myelin.
I would have argued that it wouldn't matter until he got like re-kind of formed.
I mean, why not? I think it would still stand. It's not like
yeah.
it wouldn't go away, so.
So maybe he just kind of, he's a really mostly burned,
with
eyes
like patch, I like patches of like the glass shards like on his arm for
yeah.
like the second or, is it third degree is the worst or first
third
degree?
Is the
third
worst.
Degree is the worst.
Yeah. I never remember how you figured first degree would be the worst.
Like, you know. Well, third degree first degree is
straight up. Things can always get worse. You got to have more numbers to add.
I guess.
Infinite degree. Oh damn.
But
he's ashes.
Yeah, so I like to think that maybe he's got like patches of this glassy, blood.
Glass shark. Yeah. Glass shark.
So we're back in.
You guys pass through the gates into
dark water.
I'm assuming it like kind of opens up into a bazaar, right off the get go, so they get people in.
Hell yeah,
there's markets and whatnot. Weird.
So I've got
you mean a shop,
bazaar. Yeah. So I got 25 gold burn all over my pocket.
Like the thing you get
I would
a
like to
stomach?
See if I could purchase a healing potion.
Healing potions are 50 gold.
Anybody want to pitch in for some healing potions?
I have one. I'm good.
Okay.
Only have 57 GPs.
Well, you could buy a healing potion for that much.
Nah, I'm a cleric. I'm good. I'm going to sit on it.
I bet you will.
I assume we got to rest in this travel day, right?
What I do with my coin is not your business.
Just roll it right up and sit on it.
That's still one of the worst videos I've ever seen in my life. Now I can't. Thanks, Josh. Now that's all I see. It's just that video.
Sit on it?
There's a video of a guy sitting on a mason jar and it breaks.
One
man, one jar.
Yeah, that one.
Oh. You're welcome.
Well, that's Argon.
Nope.
You said you were going to sit on it.
Yeah, my coin. Oh. It's like the non-sexual way, you fucking weirdos.
Are you sure it's not tickling the prostate inside?
Yeah, to be fair,
not to kink shame.
To be fair, you did say that you have a healing potion and that you were going to sit on it.
No, he said he's a cleric and he's going to sit on it.
Yeah, I'm a cleric. I'm going to sit on my feet.
Okay,
listen.
Cool.
But the conversation was about a healing potion, so you could understand where the connection was made.
Yeah, I mean, if I actually bought a move the fuck on.
A ceiling potion.
All right.
It's a lot of caulk is what it is.
You guys make it into the city of Axis.
Thank God.
You guys have a name. It was...
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Galtrunks.
Oh, yeah. Galtrunks.
I'll write it on the screen here.
Wait, why are we called Galtrunks?
We're not. It's the name of the red gem. I'd like to walk up to him or roll up to a merchant and say, hello, good sir, how are you doing today?
Very well.
Hope I didn't just assume your gender.
He's like, what would you like to buy? We have many fine, let's say it's like rugs.
I am here for information.
Oh, about rugs?
Yes, and other things.
All right, well, let's start with rug-based knowledge. Go. What do you need?
Are these
Berber carpets?
They are hand stitched.
Do you have any depicting the Great Cold Worm?
He's like, no, fresh out. Sold the last couple.
Oh, that's
Can I look around in this group of people for?
Once we're done with this, yes.
Okay. Dick merchants.
So no. I will buy a rug off of you if you answer
Trap
me
supplies.
Question three.
He's like, okay.
I won't. That's what I heard first. Is I won't. How much is a rug, by the way?
That's one.
For you, let's say, how much you got?
Oh, I'm actually quite rich. No, I've got 25 gold.
I'll say 10 gold.
Okay, yes. I would love a rug. It was one that you recommend, not too pricey.
It's like, well, I mean, we could probably make you a great gold
one
if
you
want to come back later.
Actually, yeah. Let me commission a rug. That 12 gold.
All right, yeah, that works. He's just like, hey, get the kids working. We gotta stitch up a great golden worm one.
Big baller.
So, my first question
is... questions?
My first question is...
A rug? Asking for a rug is one of three.
I said I'd buy one, and then he has to answer three questions.
And then you asked if he had a great golden worm rug.
That was before.
All right, fair enough. Carry on.
Thanks, God. have you ever heard of a character in town named Galtrunks?
Let's find out. Let's give... You were very lucky.
I know this is known.
Yeah, no, the little gnome guy, right?
Yeah, we actually ran into him on the road.
He's like, oh, yeah, he was quite the gambler. He always kind of knew how to pick the Colosseum fights. Made me quite a bit of money.
Can you point
That's question one, by the way. You got two more.
Can you point me towards his, like, wherever he hung out the most?
Yeah, there was a bar down the street that he normally would be in there and kind of talking. Got quite kind of loud in there when you
got
drinking.
I want a question
drinking.
Back because the jibber jabber.
So, he's like, yeah, you go down there and find the unicorn's horn. That's where you want to go.
Okay, guys. I'm open to suggestions on the third question.
I don't have a third question, Jesus but Christ. I do have an action I would like to make while he's doing that.
I thought you were going to have him ask a stupid question.
No,
I thought
it was Tyler, too. Garrett, any question you want me to ask this guy?
I'm actually going to be the most competent I've ever been at this moment.
I don't think a rug merchant knows what we want.
But he does.
But he somehow knows.
I gave a 5% chance, and I rolled a 0-0 and a 5.
All right.
So
he knows what we want.
Yeah. Is there another piece of information we need? I got it. Have there been any strange disappearances or vanishings recently?
It's like, I'm not really sure.
Any items of value going missing?
No, I mean, I really just deal with rugs, so no, my rugs haven't been gone missing, if that's what you're asking. Are you saying there's some
sort
of rug thief?
Has there been a scandal in the town?
Yeah, there's a huge rug thief. Be careful.
Do you see Galtron's hanging out with any new people recently?
It's like,
that's
nope.
A better question.
He's like, it's like, last time I saw him, you know, he didn't seem like he was in the best of moods, but, you know, sometimes when you get a little alcohol in him, you get a little bit riled up. But no, he seemed kind of distant. He seemed like there was something eating at him, but he didn't want to talk about it, so.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. When can I expect...
That's four questions, by the way.
Yeah, it was. I'll give him another 5 gold.
Say, all right, I don't really care. I'm fine. Ah,
so, if you guys don't have any other questions for him, when can I get my rug?
I don't.
We'll see, we got 12 kids that can make you one. Come back tomorrow.
So while he is asking these questions,
who are you, the judge, child labor, and the 13?
How dare you? While he is asking these questions, I would actually like to look upon the bazaar and
upon my works.
look for. If you're familiar with the way that street drug dealing works, but there's usually a peddler.
No, I'm not. I'm going to let you know. I'm not.
So there's a peddler, and there's usually a person above him that is still on the block that's your supplier, that is your run-to guy.
Okay, yeah. Like Omar's coming.
That's what I'm looking for. The people in the crowd that aren't browsing is what I'm looking for.
The people like posted up on the wall?
Yeah, the people posted up on the wall, making sure business is okay, you know, if anybody needs change for, like, a hundo.
Okay, give me a perception roll. So wisdom plus your probably spy background.
Yeah, yes.
I kind of want this to work, because I want to know where this is going.
And I don't plus know why. Wisdom, 12, plus spy, 16, 21.
You see a half-orc posted on a wall, kind of looking around. We have yet to run into a fucking half-orc.
I know, but you're gonna make him black, and it's just gonna be bright. And we're
no, that's green.
They're green.
Fucking racist.
I can see where this is going already. If it's not a centaur cop, it's just.
I wish it was a centaur cop. Trust me. Officer Dick Horsebottom is a goddamn saint.
You're the GM. He can be whoever you want.
So you see a half-orc posted on the wall. He's got a shaved head, and he's kind of looking around. Someone comes up to him, and like they kind of...
him unthreateningly.
Okay.
Just like I'm, you know, moving up, just like looking
like
for that same...
Pee Wee Herman.
Looking for a piece of wall to lean against.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay,
so you lean next to him and look at him?
Hey, you know, how's business today?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Word. So, I mean, listen, I noticed that you're not shopping, you're more keeping an eye on things. I, too, know what that means. You know, I'm not a fool.
Someone's got to hold this wall up, so it's my job.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna help take that burden for a little bit, if you don't mind.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but you do. So, if a man was looking for slice of information, piece of info, I feel like you're a man that likes to get shit done. I, too, am a man that likes that. I feel like we can connect on that.
Not really sure where this is going, but not
just
interested,
then,
but thanks.
The man's wife walks by. Turns out he really was just waiting for somebody.
He's like, look.
Potion center.
He's like, can I help you with something? This is kind of just, where are you going with all this?
Yeah, you know, listen, I know you're working.
I have many more bushes to
that half-orc donger.
No, listen, I know you're working. And I never make eye contact with him. I was looking at the crowd like he is. Listen, I know you're working. I know you're keeping an eye on things. And I'm just wondering how much you keep an eye on things. And if what that eye sees can be purchased.
He's like, you a cop? If you're a cop, you gotta tell me.
Fuck no, I ain't a cop. Listen, you need anybody stabbed, I'll go do it right goddamn now.
Albuquerque PD.
He's like, all right. I might take you up on that.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Stabbed.
I'll give you one free stabbing.
He's like, all right, well, what do you need to know?
A couple of questions, if you don't mind answering them. One.
You got three.
Three. Oh, fucking A, that's one more than I need. One.
All right, then you got two.
No, I'm going to use the third.
Nope. You only need two.
No, one free stab, it comes with three questions.
That's not free, then.
Well, no, that's an additional stabbing. Two questions, one stabbing. Three questions, a free stab.
Honestly, this is the weirdest market on the planet. We're trading stabbings for info.
I was like, look, what do you want?
He wants to stab someone.
I do kind of want to stab somebody, so, I mean...
Question one, who do you want me to stab?
Question two, anybody else?
Question three, where are they?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you have to ask them?
So I'm looking for, first question, have you ever seen any sort of, in the last couple of days, extremely weird crimes, things just disappearing, people possibly just disappearing, crimes that have been pulled off that shouldn't have been able to pull off?
It's like, besides, I mean, things have been a little weird since the whole, like, semi-riot that happened at the Coliseum. But other than that, no, I mean, no one that I know has said anything about anything missing or whatnot, so...
All right, question two. What was this riot at the Coliseum about? Give me the deets on that, please.
I don't know. People were just there watching the Coliseum, and then a whole section of crowd, like, people just started freaking out, like, punching each other in the face and biting each other. It was intense, man. I don't really know what happened.
That seems fucking weird. Question three. I'm looking for a particular person named Galtrunks, actually, as a matter of fact. Have you heard the name? Do you know where that name may be going? Do you know anybody that may have known that name?
No, I never heard of the guy.
All right. Question four, and I know I only got three. But you answered my question.
I'll include a half stabbing.
Yeah, but you answered my questions three. Who needs stabbing, dog?
He's like, all right, let's go with Doug. Guy's kind of an asshole.
Who and where?
Does Doug sell rugs?
Doug the rug salesman.
He's like,
he's got child labor. He's a real fucker over here.
Not even his kids.
Is it a legit? Hey, wait. Quick question. I mean, you got the stabbing, absolutely.
I got two stabbings if my math is correct.
If you keep adding questions, you're gonna have a few more than that.
Yeah, you're right. You got two stabbings. I do need to know, lethal or warning stabs?
No, lethal. Why would you warning stab somebody?
Well, make sure they know you're serious.
No. You need to kill Doug.
Word.
He broke my sister's heart.
Yeah, that seems fair.
You'll find him. He likes to stay at the unicorn's horn.
Dominic Toretto?
Dom would take care of it himself.
My bad. This is totally the other guy.
That sounds like a tasty bar. I think I'll make my way there anyways. All right, so,
he's a halfling. You'll know, he has a green ponytail.
Green ponytail, like a rat tail, full head of hair ponytail?
Rat Man. Tail.
Rat. Ooh, so bald with just a green rat tail.
Yep. Second guy?
Should be easy peasy.
Yeah, no, just get him right in the neck. Just make sure it's discreet. Don't let people know.
Nah, I mean, to be honest, discreet's probably going to be in a lower spine spot, but he'll go down.
All right, second person I want you to stab is yourself after you do it.
Where?
I don't know, in your throat.
Lethal.
No, I'm
you
good.
Said you said stabbing. I get two stabbings. Second one's free.
Why don't you just agree to that?
And I've been here the whole time, and I go, it's fine, I'll raise you. You'll be good.
Actually, can do. I will stab myself in the neck.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I don't know who you are. I just need one. Just stab him.
Sure? I mean, I'll give you a second one.
We gotta stab Doug now.
Well, come back to me.
Doug's brother stab too?
Doug doesn't have a brother. Doug's got a sister.
What about your brother?
I don't have a brother.
How about that guy?
I mean, if you really want to stab him, it seems like you really want to stab. Yeah, you know what? I want you to stab somebody that you feel needs stabbing. How about that? That's going to be your mission.
Can do. Are you sure you haven't heard anything about Galtrunks?
Yep, never heard of the name.
All right, word. Sounds good.
Thought for sure you're
anybody else with anything? Anybody
so
else want
to? On a meta level?
Wait. Yeah, actually, hold on. I stab him.
You're going to stab him?
He said, stab anybody you think feels need stabbing.
All right, yeah. Give me a dexterity check. You gotta be stealthy on this.
Nineteen
on your stealth check?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Well, he's a spy.
Just whip out a knife. Oh, and yeah, I am a
spy.
Daylight.
So if you let me add spy, it'd be 23.
I would say yeah. So.
Discreet killings.
No problem, fam.
You have four into spy?
Yeah.
Damn.
You shank this guy. Where do you stab him at?
The gut, the belly. Sure, right. Belly. Just real quick reaction. Too. Just kya. You said if I thought you needed it.
Are you gonna kill him?
No, it's just a quick puncture wound. It's a warning wound. Stab. Yeah, it's a warning stab. It's right in the belly. If he stays there for a day or two, he'll probably die. If he figures his shit out,
dude,
he'll get help.
It's in the middle of a market.
But it was
how he had his whole thing with
I Eddie? Want you, I'm going to give you a chance to retcon this. If you want to, but just to set the scene, you literally just discreetly stabbed a man in the stomach, by your own words, in the stomach, and did not kill him. In the middle of a market,
as he falls, I'll go, shh.
Have you ever heard the phrase,
no, Tyler, I'm not done yet.
That guy?
I'm just saying.
Being that guy.
I'm going to give you the opportunity here
as he falls,
to retcon what you want.
I will follow him to the ground, and I'll go, shh. I will still kill Doug. You said stab anybody I thought deserved it. I thought you could use to be bumped out a peg or two.
Good stabbing.
All right, so Argon stabs a man in the stomach.
I'd like to think that it's like, you know, in the old Assassin's Creed game, you'd stab someone and it'd be a cutscene. You're only talking to him.
That's fine. And you
I look down and I go, listen, you're not going to die, but let's be honest, you probably deserve a stabbing, and it's going to lead to a cool fucking story.
All right. So as you lead him to the ground and, like, you know, you see, like, blood starting to fill out of the wound. I mean, you did it very stealthily.
Yeah.
But you didn't kill him. And so he screams guards at the top of his lungs.
Hey, this man.
He says, I just got stabbed. Help me. I just got stabbed. And everybody in the bazaar starts turning towards you. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.
Thanks, guys.